First, yesterday we heard a report by journalists at Watershed Investigations and The Guardian, which said the amount of water licensed to be abstracted for farming from rivers and lakes has more than doubled in 5 years. Their research also raised concerns about how abstractions are monitored. After hearing that, Lindsay Hargreaves, who chairs the River Lark Abstractors Group of about 40 farmers in West Suffolk, wrote to us to put their point of view. He has decades of experience in managing water for farming. We also had an email from a listener who wanted to know how water abstraction is actually done. So first, I asked him how it works.
Abstraction is, that's the technical term for taking water from the natural environment, either from open rivers, from surface waters, or from groundwater, so through borehole water. And we can only do that if we hold a license. Now, there are very small exceptions to taking water without a license, but by far the greater majority of all water taken from the natural environment is done under a license issued by the Environment Agency.
And do you just stick a pipe in the river and then pump it up? Does it have a sort of dial on it to say how much you've taken?
In its most simplistic terms, that's right. But of course, the process leading up to sticking your pipe in the river is long and involved and costly. You can't just abstract it from anywhere. Your license will tell you precisely, you know, down to a few metres, where you will take that water from. And when you do start taking the water out, yes, it is metered. And on most licences, the requirement is to read the metre every 24 hours, every day. And you have to submit those readings on an annual basis.
And the licence, I believe, does also say how much you're allowed to take and when you can take it.
Indeed it does. So in terms of when, typically licences will be issued to allow water to be taken either during the winter months or during the summer months or all year round. And that will depend on the circumstances of where you're taking the water from, what you want to use it for, and what you applied to the agency for permission to do. And in terms of how much, so the total amount of water in cubic metres that you can abstract in a year, that is set out in very precise terms, as is the amount that you can take in a 24-hour period and in litres per second.
People maybe think that farmers just want to take as much as they can.
It is not in our interest to exceed our licence quantities, and the penalties for doing so are quite severe, not only in financial and regulatory terms, but also in damaging the environment. This regulation is there for a purpose, and that purpose is to protect the environment, to protect the water body that we're abstracting from.
In Yorkshire, there's a hosepipe ban just announced. Now, does that sort of thing affect the amount that you're allowed to take? Does it change your licence agreement at all?
As a farmer with an abstraction licence issued by the Environment Agency, my relationship is between me and the Environment Agency. When it comes to hosepipe bans on public water supply, there the relationship is between the using customer, the householder, and the water company who's providing the water. That water company will in turn have abstraction licences with the Environment Agency to take the water that they are subsequently passing on. This is an emotive area, these so-called temporary use bans or TUBs, hosepipe bans. My licence is not necessarily affected by a hosepipe ban that's declared by a water company. But there are other measures that can restrict the water that I take in the absence of a hosepipe ban. So, for example, in my area now, there are abstractors who are no longer allowed to abstract, either because the flow in their river or somewhere nearby has reached a trigger point below which you're no longer allowed to abstract until that flow rate increases again. It's called a hands-off flow restriction, so we just have to stop. And of course, it's a bit of a frustration for farmers when they are told to stop because of that, and yet there is no hosepipe ban. So round here, we've got farmers who cannot irrigate, but I can still water my garden. Many farmers are reassessing the way they access water and the way they make their water more secure. So what farmers are moving towards doing is investing in storage reservoirs so they can take their water during the winter months when river flows are higher and hold that water until the summer months.
Lindsay Hargreaves, chair of the River Lark Abstractors Group. Now,